Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Comedian Greg Hahn is on the show today. Also, the DeLand joke and a penis injury. It's all coming up right after this.
It's time for Rock Minute with your host, Ian St. Ian.
Right, this is Ian St. Ian, and as usual, Rock Minute is sponsored by Gibson & Marshall. If you don't play Gibson & Marshall, you're a wanker! Right, now, I've got with me in the studio one of the legends in the music business. This guy has sold more records than Metallica, and he's known and loved around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Barney the Dinosaur. Right.
What?
Barney, I understand you're kicking off a 60-city tour. You got to be excited to be back on the road.
Oh, sure I am. I love the road. The road loves me. And it's just wonderful to see all of my little fans again. Super-dee-dooper.
I can't believe I'm talking to a Muppet.
Why, I'm not a Muppet.
Shut up, you wanker. Who'd I piss off this time? Just tell me and I'll fix it. If I gotta kiss some bloody ass, I'll kiss it. Just don't make me interview Muppets.
I have an idea.
Yeah, what's that, wanker?
Since I make millions and millions and millions of dollars, it would be no trouble at all to hire someone to snuff your limey ass while you sleep. Pop, pop, pop. Three slugs from a .22 into your brain pan. You'll be worm food and no one would ever suspect me. So lose the attitude and do the interview.
Right. Yeah, I could do that.
Good manners are very important.
Right. Hasn't it been a while since you've been on the road? Wasn't there a spot of nastiness out there last time?
That's true. My last couple of tours have ended in disaster. On the Jurassic Jerk tour, I tried to capture some of the raw visual energy of a Kiss concert. I use lots of flash pots, exploding amps, flame geysers, and firewalls.
The audience must have loved it.
Actually, they wet themselves, then pelted the stage with pacifiers. And I had to cut my Extinct as I Want to Be tour short because of a drug scandal. Two roadies and my entire horn section were busted.
Really? Was it, what, heroin?
No, they were eating paste.
Right, that's it. I'm not listening to this crap. I don't need this job.
Pop, pop, pop. You'll never see it coming.
I mean, too bad. I know paste is a real bastard habit to kick. It's like having a monkey stuck to your back.
Yes, but we've been all behind us. Rehearsals have been awesome.
Right. Who's your opening act?
Butthole Surfer!
Well, I think we're just about out of time. Thank bloody Christ.
Would you like to hear my set list?
No!
We'll open with snacking on healthy food, followed with brushing my teeth, me and my teddy, and the reggae version of Hippity Hop to the Barbershop.
Sounds great. How do you know if they want an encore? These little rugrats can't be packing lighters.
No, fire is dangerous. To call us back out, the kids just hold up their finger with a booger on the end of it.
That's it. Time's up. Get out of here, you wanker.
I love you. You love me.
Right, knock Knock it off. No singing.
Bye-bye, boys and girls.
Ah, piss off.
This has been Rock Minute.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and we have a Bob and Tom comedy legend in the house, as they say.
Tom, I have an email about said legend.
What?
About Greg Hahn?
That's right. Boy. Sandy writes in, says, good morning, handsome men and gorgeous Christian.
Oh, thank you.
I work at Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida, and I recently discovered Greg Hahn is an alumnus.
True.
I feel honored to walk the halls where Greg and Mr. Rogers once walked. Did you know Fred Rogers?
Yeah.
Apparently was an alumnus
there? I better send him $100.
Yeah.
The college, they want $100.
Awesome. That's a beautiful.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you said
beautiful hi. Spot, part of Orlando.
Yeah. How about that?
I used to live there. Before I lived in DeLand.
Oh, really?
Oh, DeLand. Yeah.
Christy, what's happening in the news?
Why do they call it DeLand, huh?
Well, Christy, I'm so glad you asked because it's not too far from DeSea.
Josh, when you tried to change the subject, he was scratching his arm like
like when somebody does shaving a haircut and doesn't finish the two bits.
There we go. Greg Hahn is here with us, and Greg is once again a resident of Florida. Have you officially changed your residence to save tax money?
Yes. Oh, yeah, geez. Florida. Sure. It's great, man.
There you go.
Hey, by the way, I'm trying my new invention today.
What is
soundproof
it?
Pants. Do you hear anything?
No.
How about now?
Those are amazing. Huh. Greg is out there on the road doing this and that while he looks for a new condo.
Yeah.
If you have a company party and you want to have some fun, I would recommend calling Mr. Hahn. How on earth would I ever find you?
GregHahn.com. I fired my agent. Call me up.
Okay.
Like, we're looking for Mr. Hahn. Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Now, we finally have to go to the news desk with Chris Lee.
We finally have to go?
We've missed everything.
God.
I know. We've been trying to dodge it.
All right, go ahead.
Christy.
What do you got?
Tom, back to you.
Okay.
An Australian porn star suffered a debilitating penis injury during a recent shoot.
Oh, my Lord.
Mr. Liam Ellis is out of commission for the next month or so.
Not familiar with Liam's work.
After suffering the injury while filming a particularly energetic scene.
Oof.
Do you think he goes by the name Liam Ellis? That's not a very pornographic-y sounding name, is it?
Mm-hmm.
He's got to just be huge then, because if you can't be a novelty twice. He's got to have a really big one.
All right.
It's not as wild as my porn name was.
What was yours?
Edward William.
He said in reference to his genitals, quote, I didn't think anything of it at the time, but a while later it turned completely black.
Oh.
I did some Googling and it was pretty obvious I had something called a penile fracture.
Oh, man.
The 34-year-old underwent surgery and has been prescribed a drug to prevent him from becoming too excited while he recovers. Oh, boy.
It's very tatted up.
Very tatted up.
And it says here, this is a different version of the story. It says, former drug dealer turned porn star out of action.
That's an inspiring story.
Yeah, that's why he has all the tats, probably.
Yikes. But he said his male member actually turned black.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Wow. So this is while filming he injured his male member.
Yes.
Because I've heard of slipping a disc, but slipping a disc. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Do people get to sign his cast?
I don't think they put him in the cast, Tom.
How does that make national news?
International.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's on the International Newswire.
Ask
International
him.
Newswire.
Yeah.
Does he get workers' comp for this? Does he get paid vacation for this?
Maybe.
That's a very good question.
Didn't he say he didn't know he broke it until it turned black?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Stop complaining.
It's the silent.
Wouldn't you feel it or hear it or something?
Silent injury.
He may have at the time, but he didn't know how bad it was.
It'd be great if. Are they going to release the footage?
And it's footage.
And I do mean footage. Yeah.
It was during a three-way.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't that be great if he had one of those, what's his name, John Madden telestrator things? Here's where you were.
He's really close to slipping out that first time, but then, oh, there he goes. Oh, that's where it happened.
Are you watching the scene? What are you doing over there?
No, I'm just reading more about it.
Didn't Dennis Rodman famously do this?
I don't know.
There was some either famous sports star or movie actor that famously did this. It's an actual thing.
Sure.
Wow. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but about
it. Did you find out what happened?
Well, it was in the middle of a so-called Devil's Three-Way.
Serve that over at Skyline?
Yeah, they do. It's really spicy chili with onions and cheese. Yeah.
You guys bring it to
in this case, a 12-inch black sausage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and apparently there was a misfire, is the quote.
A misfire?
Yeah.
Ooh. How's that a story?
Don't act like you're not interested.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Authorities in New York State arrested six teenagers for damaging fences as part of the Kool-Aid Man TikTok challenge.
Oh, yeah!
According to The Patch, a homeowner in Center Reach heard a loud noise in the middle of the night and after checking surveillance cameras, saw six teens kicking several sections of his fence down. Teens returned hours later and all ran through the fence at the same time.
Yeah.
The practice mimics the fruit drink mascot's penchant for smashing through walls and fences as he runs through them.
Aren't they brick in the Kool-Aid commercials?
Yeah,
kids, try that.
Police responding to the call were able to apprehend the teenager shortly after the incident.
Oh, no!
Detectives found there were at least two other instances where some of the teens damaged fences in the area. The five juveniles and one 18-year-old were charged with several counts of criminal.
My mom and dad are going to be so mad at me.
Yeah, the new challenge is the get sodomized in jail against your will challenge.
All right.
Well, hey, kids, you know how to make Kool-Aid. You know how to make Pruno? Do you know Pruno is, Greg?
No, I know, but it sounds funny.
Pruno is a wine you make in prison in the toilet.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Not in the bowl, by the way. You make it in the tank. Just want to be very clear.
Okay, the first Kool-Aid commercial, they're at a skating rink. They're all enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And Kool-Aid bursts through behind where they keep all the skates.
Oh! So
it looks like where you keep your clothes in your old house with all the little cubby holes. Yeah, he comes busting through.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he says. And then he gives the kids Kool-Aid.
How about that?
And remember, Tom, don't bring Kool-Aid to a gin party, okay? Right. Just don't do it.
In my day, it wasn't destructive. If you were drinking Kool-Aid, you were either getting high on LSD or about to watch you and all your friends get executed in Guyana.
My God. Would we do anything else but let you go?
Wouldn't it have been amazing if they had done a Kool-Aid commercial?
I don't.
Where a man is standing in front of all these people sitting crisscross applesauce on the grass in front of them.
Oh, yeah!
And he's wearing these white sort of robes.
The weird thing is that Jim Jones didn't actually serve Kool-Aid.
No. Right.
Like a generic Kool-Aid,
or Kool-Aid.
Right?
Yeah. But Kool-Aid gets the permanent joke is drinking the Kool-Aid based on that horrible incident. Right. And Kool-Aid, they're going, hey,
we didn't do it.
Apparently, go ahead.
Well, you gotta buy a lot of it. If you're doing a group suicide, you're not going to go for name brand stuff.
May as well go generic, right?
You want to keep the overhead low if you're going to be dead tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. What is the logic there? I would do the opposite. Yeah. I would feed him the best.
Yeah, look, this is your last
drink.
Your last go around.
What do you want? This delicious thunk.
Thunk. Hey, what's the name of this? Apparently, Pat Godwin, the sniper, struck again. We didn't know it.
What'd I do this time?
We were talking about the Devil's Three-Way. Han asked very, very comically if that was an entree at Skyline Chili. Pat apparently said, yes, it's brought to your table by two guys.
I heard that. I giggled. Two guys, yeah. Good job, Pat.
Very good.
Thank you.
The sniper.
What else have you got, Christy?
Here's another story you're going to love. Japanese authorities arrested a man for defecating on another person's bicycle seat.
Now we're getting somewhere.
According to Sora News 24, a teenager discovered the nasty surprise on her bike, which had been parked outside a station in Soma City.
Her bike.
Yeah. Police investigating the incident arrested a 28-year-old man on suspicion of vandalism. Oh, he later admitted that he was attracted to the victim specifically targeted her bike.
I'll leave her a gift, yeah.
So details about the fecal attack are scant. Police were specific that the seat had been defecated upon rather than the feces being placed or smeared.
Dom, where are you at
on said seat?
So wait a minute. So he had to climb up on top of it to...
Yeah. Well, how would you on a seat? On a bicycle seat?
I think I would... if I go in my hand and put it on the seat, I would think. That's the only way to do it.
No, you barely climbed up there and did it.
So this guy is doing this in order to meet a young lady?
Yeah, he needs to read a book, because
Hey, Grandma, how'd you meet Grandpa? Oh, it's a funny story.
Yeah.
I walked out of the coffee shop, and there was a guy dropping a massive deuce on my Schwinn. I knew he was interested.
I know you didn't want to say deuce at all. You had the alliteration Schwinn.
Yeah, exactly.
How would you get high enough off the seat to be able to...
You stand on the pedals? Yeah. Oh. Somebody who's done this.
Oh. It's going to fall under your shoe.
Yeah, but
you got to aim real well.
Yeah, you have to keep your balance. You have to clench it.
I think you kind of start with your butt against the seat.
Yes.
And as it's exiting, you rise
a
little bit.
Why are you discussing this at length?
You lay it down like one ices a cake.
Yeah.
But could we, Pat, you have a song for this?
I could do something for you.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy, so crazy, just what some people do. It's not because he's lazy and couldn't find the loo. He says it was 'cause of attraction, why he made a major transaction. It don't smell sweet upon the seat. That bicycle wasn't meant for number two.
A bicycle built for number two.
Putting the BM in BMX.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that is disgusting. Do we have anything that's happy news over there?
Well,
happy news.
I liked that that story included the phrase fecal attack.
Yeah.
That sounds like a band.
Yeah.
Just say hello to her. Isn't that what you do? You say hi. Well, ask for her phone number, then tell her she's blocked. How I do it.
You're quite the ladies' man.
You're sitting next to the master right there.
I'm in my prime.
Uh-huh.
I should be playing football for the Dolphs, flying for the Blue Angels, playing bass for Pink. Christy with the bass. He's got it all figured out.
Also in Japan, they're baffled by a mysterious metal sphere that washed up on a beach.
What is this?
This is cool.
And Hamamatsu City.
What is it?
Hamamatsu City.
So you're not stuttering? It's
not stuttering.
Okay. You say it every time a hot girl walks by. I live over there in Hamamatsu.
I got great
news. Hamamatsu City. According to Asahi News, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Asahi News, a local woman reported the sphere to the police. It is described as being a rusted iron ball nearly 5 feet in diameter.
It's huge.
With a handle-like protrusion that would allow it to be hooked onto something else.
It's like Caucasian flesh-colored.
The outlet also reported that an X-ray scan revealed the object to be hollow.
Hollow?
Yes.
What is this? It's something that fell off a...
We don't know. It's
washed
a mystery
up on shore, right?
Object. Mm-hmm. Washed up on the beach.
In Hamamama.
It's scary. Of course, the most famous scary ball ever seen on a beach was Hitler in a Speedo.
Hitler has a lot going on.
Only had one ball.
What did you think was going to happen?
Do you think anybody
I wrote that
would
this morning.
That?
I was so proud of
using
myself.
The word,
it is scary. The man himself is scary.
Using the word
had only
Hitler.
One ball
in a Speedo.
In
is
a
scary.
Speedo.
In a punchline.
This is okay. Sorry, I'd hate to get to.
Nope, I'm with you.
Hate to bring any history into this. Wow, it does look like a giant robot testicle. You know your favorite robot, don't you?
Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant. It looks like the Iron Giant's left ball.
Does he have balls?
No, he doesn't have balls.
I don't think so.
No, he's a nice giant. He thinks he's
a nice giant.
He's but he's been castrated?
Go ahead. Watch. Make fun of me. Go ahead. Watch that movie and not cry.
Yeah, see if your heart doesn't
explode. Iron Giant. No,
at
I
least
agree.
A half it's hour. A
wonderful movie.
Have you seen Iron Giant, Willie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's great.
I cry in every movie, though. I cried at Paddington 2. I watched that on the plane. Oof. Tears
I haven't
going.
Seen
Paddington 2 is a
brilliant.
Great movie.
I haven't seen Paddington 2.
Hugh Grant should have gotten the Academy Award.
You would
for
like
that.
It, Chick. It really is good.
It's
yeah,
terrific.
I need to see it too.
You know the unbearable weight of massive talent or whatever, the Nicolas Cage movie, they go on and on about how great Paddington 2 is in that movie.
Yeah, oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Did you ever see Man on Fire? Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
I love Man on Fire.
It's a great movie.
What is it, the documentary about Richard Pryor?
At some point, at one point in the movie, a character asks Denzel Washington, what are you going to do? And Denzel answers, kill him. Kill them all. And that's what happens.
Well, then he goes to the gun shop,
then he
the
goes
weapon
to the gun shop,
and he turns into Rodney Dangerfield.
That's
give me
right.
two of those, six of those, nine of those, three of those naked lady exploding tees.
That's right. It's great.
Great movie. Christy, what else you got?
In Tennessee, authorities arrested a man who reportedly ate two bags of chips that someone else had stolen from a convenience store.
I do that.
Maybe he didn't know.
Yeah. W-R-E-G.
I'm Reggie.
I think you're going to go with regurgitated news.
Reg TV.
Or all of our viewers are regular.
That after getting into an argument with a Circle K store clerk in Parkway Village.
Things are afoot at Circle K.
Took an entire display of chips and put them in his car. Memphis Police Department said that while the man was walking out with the display, several bags of chips fell on the ground.
Nothing for me, thank you.
After the suspect drove off, another man, Joseph Braswell, picked up two bags from the ground. Minutes later, officers found Braswell with crumbs on his face. They reviewed video footage and concluded that Mr. Braswell was aware of the theft that had occurred.
Okay.
So the 36-year-old was subsequently arrested on charges of theft of merchandise less than $1,000.
Why not save everybody the headache and just have them pay for the chips?
Yeah. You know what they were valued at? $4.98.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
put
less than
$5. Down. Let's
it's less than $5 is what that is.
Just make them pay.
God.
Yeah, here's $5. It's never happened, okay? Yeah.
Greg, you ever stolen anything?
No. I've had guns on me, though, and stuff. I was real polite. And the
what do you mean?
Put the guns away and worked out.
Walking around campus?
What did you do that they made?
Nice pack.
I was wearing a green hat, and they thought I robbed a bank. A bank robber just robbed a bank with a green hat. And I was just driving along wearing my green hat. And the guy was an undercover cop behind me, honking at me with his lights. I thought, who's this guy? And I pulled over to beat him up. I'm like, I'm gonna knock this guy out. I pulled over and got the whole thing, but he wasn't wearing a cop outfit.
Right.
So I almost dive into the car. I almost dove in head first and hit the gas with my hand, but I thought I'm just gonna trust this guy's a cop. And then when other cops came in skidding and going crazy, I was relieved. Like, oh good, okay.
Now do they pay for your pants?
But it worked out fine.
You know, were they still soundproof?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Nice callback.
Nice. She's a professional. Right now.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.